I'm good, man. How are you?
I thought we were done with Zoom. I thought the pandemic was over.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
We're talking to Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys. They're getting ready for their show Sunday, July 24th at Bethel Woods, the DNA World Tour. I mean, this is history. Like, the first thing I ever did here at K104 in the Hudson Valley is 20 years ago, brought a bunch of listeners down to Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, did a little meet and greet for your Black and Blue World Tour.
Oh my goodness, man. You're dating both of us.
I know, right? What do you think about the staying power? What is it about you guys that have lasted so long besides the talent?
I got to say, I think it comes down to the music. I think it comes down to the songs and the melodies and just a good, it's a good product. We've always prided ourselves in having quality, not quantity. Even when the record label was like, oh, we need another album. We need another album. We need another, we're like, no, man, this is good. Like, we got to tour these songs. We got to get out, see our fans face to face and give them what they want. And I think it just comes down to the quality of the music and the passion that we've had for so long. I mean, who would have thought that Backstreet Boys, come close to 30 years later would still be doing this. And if I were to answer my own question, I would tell you, I would think that Nick and Howie and AJ and Kevin and myself would dare to differ, say, yeah, we wanted this and that we worked hard for it. So, hey, there's that staying power for you.
And I got to add to it. I mean, I'm not just blowing smoke, but I mean, anytime anybody asks me who are the nicest and the best people that I've met in my career, you guys are always at the top of the list. You're so great to radio, to your fans, and just those relationships.
I appreciate that. So what you're saying is that when you ask us a question, we're actually like there, right? We look you in the eye and it's like, oh my gosh, these guys are huge pop stars, but they're real people. I think that's a pretty amazing thing. I think that is attributed to all of our mothers and fathers, growing up, just, making us, good stand-up guys. And, we know how much radio has influenced our lives growing up and doing the same thing, being able to be on the radio, man, that's a luxury. It's not an easy thing to do. And these guys like yourself playing our songs, coming to see us, you're really the avenue, the alleyway to the fans back in the day, and it's still that way. So we just appreciate you guys as much as you appreciate us. And I thank you for the compliment. It means a lot.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to seeing you at Bethel Woods Sunday, July 24th. We're talking to Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys. So Bethel Woods is the site of Woodstock, a whole lot of history there. It is absolutely a beautiful venue.
Man, so no pressure, right?
No, you're right up there. It's Janis Joplin and all that and the Backstreet Boys.
That's awesome, man. Listen, we're so looking forward to it. If you are close by and you're listening to this interview, if you can get you a ticket, please do not miss the DNA World Tour. Like you said, July 24th, Bethel, New York. Come and have a night out with your boys. We're going to make you feel like you're in the sixth grade again. I'll tell you that.
What song of all your catalog garners the most reaction at your live shows?
Well, I think it's pretty consistent with one. There may be a close second, in some spots, but that particular one that you're talking about would be Quit Playing Games With My Heart.
Yeah.
This is a point where during the live show, we're actually out in the middle on a stage, kind of like with the crowd completely all the way around us, so we can get really up close and personal. And as soon as that intro starts, ding, ding, ding,
yes,
ding, ding, it's like, oh my gosh, people just, they lose their stuff. So, and they're singing every word. Like I said, it makes them feel like, they're in the second grade or 10th grade or sixth grade or whatever, phase they were in their life at that time. And they sing every word. It just warms my heart. That's probably the best part of the show.
Awesome. I was listening online to your son's music, Bailey. Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
So great. I saw that Tyler Hubbard helped him out with one of his songs and
he did.
Music runs in the family. Would you ever record with him or no?
Actually, Bailey had a album that came out, when he was 16, so it's 3 years old now. had his first single was called Don't Knock It. But then we actually did a duet together that was written by a guy named Gary Baker, who wrote I Swear, the great country song that turned into a pop song later on. Yep. But
did you have any, you know, he grew up with obviously you. Was there any one piece of advice you have for him being in the music business?
Remain a solo artist. Don't be a part of a group. Yeah, I told him. I was like, Bubby. I call him Bubba. I'm like, Bubba, you know, like you're so good. You know, and I have to take this time just as a father to just gloat on it, because, you know, when your boy is so talented, and it's also so very inspiring. I mean, he inspires me even to this day. Two nights ago, we were sitting in the kitchen and he grabbed his guitar and he played me a brand new song that he had just written like last week. And it just, I mean, the ideas and the intellect that this kid has, he's going to be 20 years old in November. And I'm like, golly, wow. I'm old, you know, but just there's nothing more rewarding in life than to see him sit and play the guitar and sing and come up with his own ideas and be his own man, because that's really what he's doing. And the best advice I could really give him, honestly, is just be who he is. There is really no shadow that he has to get out of, because his dad is a Backstreet Boy. That really has nothing to do with what he wants to do with his musical influence and being who he wants to be as a person.
We got it. The Backstreet Boys are going to be at the Bethel Woods on Sunday, July 24th. The DNA World Tour tickets are available. We have tickets to give away as well. Brian, thank you so much for your time, and I can't wait to see you again 20 years later after Black and Blue.
I can't wait either, man. Thank you guys for your support and love. And to all the listeners, hey, stay tuned and go get those tickets.